Thank you for choosing Nigga Moss Collections. My name is Joanna. May I have your first and last name, please?
Sure. Hi, Joanna. My name is Michael Patterson.
Can you verify your address and email address?
Sure. It's 110 Fairview Road, Scottsville, New York, 14546. Oh, and my email, I'm sorry, is patterson.michael@gmail.com.
Okay. I have your account available for the Star Trek Enterprise D, and how may I help you?
Well, I'm a pretty new customer, and I took advantage of a build-up offer you sent me. So I bought basically 24 issues at the same time. And this week, I was sent it, but they only sent me 8 issues out of the 24 issues.
When did you receive the 8?
When did I receive the 8?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday.
Okay, then the other 8 is en route to you. So you may get them tomorrow. And that's going to be...
Well,
go ahead.
I'm sorry to cut you off. So there are missing 16 of them. And I called in yesterday, and I called in earlier today. And the lady I spoke with was very nice, spoke with a manager, and they said that they couldn't find any additional tracking numbers, and it appeared that they just didn't ship the rest of them, and there was a mistake made, so they put in a reship.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get any email, though, about it. So, and I'm a new customer, so I don't know how this works. I just wanted to see if you see the reship was in there successfully.
Correct. That's what we do. We confirm that the last agent before us have done their job and put the request in. Give me 1 second. First, I'm looking for the tracking number, then I'll go back and make sure the request was done. 1 second.
Okay, cool. Yep, thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Just one moment.
Okay.
Just one moment. The information is loading. It's just loading slowly at like 30%.
No, it was my whole day today at work. No problem.
Just 1 second. It'll take about 1 minute, okay?
Yep. No worries at all. I appreciate your help.
Okay, I just selected your reship offers and make sure that they're dated and confirmed by the warehouse that they received those requests. It's loading now.
Okay. So based on what you said before, it sounds like you've been with Eagle Moss for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So just a question. I think this whole thing is cool, and I'm an adult now, but I haven't done a model since I was a little kid, and I got this ad online, and I love Star Trek, and I started building this, and I've been having a lot of fun with it. So I did the 24 issues at the same time, and, you know, when it came to me, the box wasn't very big, so that was kind of a red flag, and, you know, they crammed all 8 in the box. And the packing list, which said it was 3 pages long, there was only 2 pages in the box. And there's no other tracking numbers or anything else. And I have the United States Postal Service delivery plus, so it always tells me when something's on route. Is this a normal thing? Like, because they didn't even put them in order, like they're out of order, the ones they put in this box. So I'm just wondering.
Yeah,
like,
they normally, I don't know which way they package it, so I can't say because it's variety, it's different. It's always going to be different to each customer that calls in and about whatever they received in the mail and whatever condition.
Okay.
So I'm unsure of how they did it. Again, it could have been someone new at the warehouse. It could have been someone been there for years.
Okay.
You know, the stuffing of it, I'm unsure. They should have bubble wrapped it or double wrapped it. But the thing is, as long as it comes in good conditions, the box may be flip-flopped from the transit of it. But as long as the items are intact, that's what we want, what we would like.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The items have been mint. They've been in perfect condition.
And we have a good policy that majority or 90% of companies don't have. We're responsible for your reships on all the orders from now until when you're completed. And that can be whenever it is. We're responsible for the reship at no cost. As long as you can take a picture of what's damaged or broken or chipped or missing, no cost. We get right on it.
Okay.
And your reship request has been put in for issues 15 through 27.
Hold on. Let me Actually, that's not right.
She's going to reship the full order. She's going to reship 9, 10, 12, 13, 14. Hold on. She reshipped 9 and 10, 12, 13, 14, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30.
Perfect. Okay, that's actually perfect. And what magazines do you have in as a reship? Because I was missing 4 of those.
The magazines, she got 11 through 14, 15 through 18, 19 through 22.
Okay, that part was wrong. So the 4, and I don't really want to mess up what's already in there, but the 4 that I didn't get, I didn't get issue 11 through 14.
That's what she got you down for. She got you down.
Oh, no.
I thought you was asking me what issue she put you in for a reship on. Is 11 through 14 and 15 through 18 and 19. Wait, 14 through 15, 15, 14, 11, 12, 13, and 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30.
Oh, okay. That is perfect. Okay, cool.
Yes.
All right. And then will I receive an email?
Yes. When the order is filled and the postal service pick it up, yes, you will receive it.
Okay.
A notification.
All right, very good. And then my very last question is, so in your experience, like, because I was taken off guard by this quite a bit. Should I expect, like, most of the time that they all come? Do you think this is just like a one off?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the reason I say it, because we won't know until the customer actually receives it in their hand and call and describe to us what they just received. So that means it's not normal, and I can't say that it is normal. I can't say that to the customer call and say, hey, I just got my shipment today, and, you know, I ordered 10. They put all 10 in one box. Like, why would they do that? You know, like, we won't know. Or I ordered 6 and I only received 4. So we won't know until it's per call basis, per call basis. So I won't know.
Okay. All right. Okay. And then separately from the reship, you do see my normal issues are going to go out later this week. The 31, 32, 33, 31, and
34. 31 is out of stock. So we're not going to send anything unless you skip 31. It did tell me that 31 is out of stock.
Oh, okay. It's out of stock. When do they come back in stock?
We don't know that, but what we do is optional for the customer, but we do make them aware. Once we enter your information, like when I first said, may I have your first and last name? Can you verify your address? Once I pull the order up, it automatically tells us what's out of stock. And your question was for something that you recently had, not what you're going to receive. So issue 31 is out of stock. If one item is out of stock and you're getting 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, however many after one, it will delay your entire order. Now, you can receive everything else. You just have to skip that 31 and wait till that becomes available. If you don't, we won't ever charge you until 31 comes available.
Okay. Do you see if 30 or is like 32 or the other? Like, what's the next one that's on it?
Well, 32 would be available because the system doesn't say 31 is out of stock. It'll tell us. It'll say 31 is out of stock. 33 is out of stock. 36, it'll let us know. For the next 4. They got you scheduled for 4. Back to 4. So they got that scheduled for your next shipment. So the next shipment would have been 31, 32, 33, 34. But you're not going to get 30. You won't get anything if you don't skip 31. That's number one. Because 31 is out of stock. It's a part of the next 4. If you skip 31, then we will charge you. And you're going to get 32, 33, 34, and 35.
Okay. Gotcha.
When 31 comes back in stock, all we have to do is unskip it. It'll come with another shipment later down the road when it's available.
Okay. About, like, how long do they usually, the out-of-stocks come back in? Like a week?
It can be a month. Yeah, about a month, month or two, month a week, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. It all depends. It all, again, it's case model per model, case per case. We won't know till we actually put the customer's information in to what we have available in our inventory and what we don't have available. But if you want to just hold off for now, that's fine, because your next shipment is a 4. But right now you're waiting on your reship to get everything done that you just paid for. So if we don't charge you, that's fine. But when you get this situated and get everything that you just paid for, then you can call back and say, hey, I know my order is being delayed because of 31 is out of stock and you guys haven't billed me yet. Let's go. I'm just giving you a typical conversation. Let's just go ahead and skip 31. I did receive my reships. I have everything. I'm enjoying building. I got my pieces that I needed. Let's go ahead and skip 31 so we can get this thing back rolling or get this thing back started. And I know I'm going to get 32, 33, 34, and 35. So. That's how the conversation normally goes. But you don't have to do anything right now because, again, 31 is a part of your next order. It is on, is out of stock, so it's going to delay that order anyway. We would never bill you if we don't have the items to send.
Okay.
So you don't have to do anything now. Just wait until you receive your items and everything from the reship and make sure all of your parts are there and that they're not damaged or anything. And then just call and say, hey, I finally got my reship in. I'm happy with what I received. I know that issue 31 is out of stock. Let's go ahead and get that skipped. And can you tell me my next billing date? Then they'll get you taken care of.
Okay. All right, cool. You've been a really great help. Thank you. Have a nice night.
You're welcome. Enjoy your day. Thank you for choosing Eagle Moss Collections.
All right, you too. Thanks a lot. Bye. Mm-hmm.